friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial or WWDBAM.com for internet listening. Or you can listen on the go, download the WWDBAM app to your mobile device, and you can listen from there. We want to thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. It is our prayer that during our time together, you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. Well, it is me. It's your girl. It is your sister. It's your friend. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And here with me is my awesome co-host, my husband, my love, my guy, Tyrone. He's going to greet you at this time.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another exciting edition of A Dose of Hope.
Yes, husband. Well, it's official. We can say Happy New Year. I think last week it was New Year's Eve we were with you, and we wished you a Happy New Year at that time. But we hope you have enjoyed thoroughly the holiday season, whether you celebrated Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or all of the above. We hope that it was enjoyable, that you got to spend time with loved ones and family, and had a wonderful time of celebration. And so we want to talk today about the new year and what that represents. But before we do so, husband has a this or that for us today. So what do you have for us today, husband?
Yeah, so most of us on the East Coast have experienced some wintry weather. So I'm going to go along that same line, and I'm going to go ice skating or sledding.
Ooh, wow. That you know, that hurts my feelings a little bit, because I'm not a fan of the wintry weather at all. But guess what? I do love it when it gets us a day off from work. And that's what we had on yesterday. So I won't complain. We did get a snow day already. Yay us. And I got to relax, and I took advantage of that weather. Now, I'm going to be quite honest. I didn't do either one. I wasn't thinking about sledding, did you say, or ice skating. But if I had to choose one, I don't know. I don't think I've ever done sledding before. So I'll give that a try. I think I did try ice skating maybe once. And I'll just have to say, I don't have to do that again. You know, I can check that off my list. But, you know, I'll try sledding. That seems like fun. But for real, I don't mind sitting in the warmth with the hot beverage and enjoying, you know, the scenes from the window. How about you, husband? What's your preference?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get to do either one yesterday. But I do remember growing up as a kid, we didn't do much ice skating, but we used a couple plastic trash can lids, and that was our idea of sledding. So I'm going to go sledding.
Okay, I get you. That was sledding. I think I might have done that. Now, yeah, I think I can recall a time or two doing that. And I remember when the kids were little and we used to, when it was heavy snow, we would take them out and do what our version of that. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that was fun back then. But I don't know. Right about now, I think I'm going to pass on either one and let the young folk enjoy that. At any rate, as we said, the new year equals a new beginning. It's a time, it's a fresh start. It's a time to hit the reset button, if you will, a time to refresh and refocus on what matters most in life. And we had an awesome sermon on Sunday from Pastor Carolyn Glenn, and her thought for this year and her message was, we are going to thrive in 2025. And I like the sounds of that. However, it's not going to just fall into our laps. It's not going to happen by osmosis. It's going to take some doing on our part. But here's the gift. Having the best year ever starts by knowing you are made new through Jesus, and our God is faithful, as we know, because Lamentations 3:23 and no, 22 and 23, it says the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. Thank you, Jesus. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And we thank and praise God because he is a faithful God. So we just want to take a look at ways that we can make the changes that we need, because sometimes when people, husband, hear the word change, they're not too comfortable with that. How about you? What would you say? What has been your experience, husband?
Well, I would say that there's definitely nothing wrong with change. We can all use a little change once in a while, because when we stay in the same pattern, you know, we get stagnant, and it's good to change things up. You know, it's good to, but definitely to seek the Lord when we are looking to make changes, because we don't want to lean to our own understanding. So we ask God for direction, and change is good. So I'm all about change. If it's for the good, if it's for the better.
Yeah, I love that. I love what you said, husband. That is correct. And that sometimes we get stagnant. Now, we're not suggesting that if things are going well for you and they're working out, you know, keep going with that. Continue in that fashion. But we're talking about when things just aren't working out and, you know, we seem like we keep coming up against the same, hitting the same brick wall, doing the same thing over and over again. There's a word for that. I'm not going to say it, husband. If you want to, it's okay. But when we keep doing the same behavior, keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting a different result, that is futile. It's no point in doing that at all, because it's not going to change. And we've come to encourage you this year, if there are things in your life, if that's your testimony, that you keep hitting that wall, we've come to encourage you through the word of God. We have some suggestions and recommendations. We're going to go to Romans 12 in just a little while, but I wanted to share this, husband, because I learned this recently. Phobias are fear of certain things. And there is actually a term that means a fear of change. It's called neophobia. And neophobia is an intense and persistent fear of anything new or unfamiliar. So in other words, it's a fear of change. It can have a serious impact on a person's life, limiting their activities, their relationships, and their experience. And one thing I know about God is that he came that we might have life. Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And so if we want to walk in the abundance of life, we've got to overcome our fears and those things that hold us back, set us back, delay us, detain us, or hold us hostage. We can shake ourselves free in the name of the Lord and go forward. As you said, husband, seeking God first. So just want for a little while to draw your attention to Romans chapter 12. And I'm pretty sure you know where I'm going. This is a familiar passage of scripture that we read quite often, but it definitely has merit in this season, in this time of the year. Romans 12, and I want to read it so you can hear it. Now, I heard a translation today that really, really blessed me because it was a more modern translation. I'm reading the ESV version, though, and it says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." And we thank God for his word, because it lets us know that we can change if we change our minds. It starts there with our thought process. And the way that we can do that is by staying in the word of God, by reading the word of God, by studying the word of God, and allowing God to do the work, taking off those things that don't fit us, and giving them over to God. Because Jesus told us, he said, take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. But this is what he said. He said, learn of me, because I'm meek and lowly. In other words, we have to learn his ways, learn the ways of our God. And we can only do that through his word and through prayer. And this is what I want to encourage you. And I tell people all the time, especially the members of our church, pray God's word. You can read the word. You can pray the word. God, your word says that if I present my body as a living sacrifice, it's acceptable unto you. It's my spiritual worship. It says I don't have to be conformed to this world, but I can be changed, God. I need your help. Help me to change my mind. Help me to do things differently. I don't want to keep coming up against this wall every single time. So God, show me a better way. Show me a different way. The Bible says the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the word, the Lord. And here's what I love about what the scripture says. It said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. I don't know where I'm going sometimes. The world seems dark, but it's a light unto my path. You illuminate my path so that I can go forward in you. That's faith. I trust you even when I can't trace you. So even when it may seem dark or dreary or may seem like all is lost, I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to put my faith in you. And so we want to encourage you, our friends, on this year to think about those things that you want to do away with in your life. Allow the Lord to change your mind. You don't have to conform to what's going on around you. No, you don't. Not at all. We have choices. And I thank God for choice because the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He does not force anything upon us. But we have choice when we go before God and say, Lord, help. That's a whole prayer right there. Lord, have mercy. What say ye, husband?
Yeah, I love the word that you use, transform. And not to sound corny, but it made me think about the movie Transformers.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at it, they were, you know, they changed into something else. You know, they transformed into another type of, from a robot to a vehicle or something like that. But their inside was still the same. You know, they were still the same, but they just transformed into something that could be better, that could be used for a much greater purpose. So us as believers, you know, we have the same heart, but we could transform ourselves to be more helpful in the kingdom of God, that we can be able to bring others to Jesus so that they can see how great God is.
I love that. And so that's excellent, because like you said, the essence was still there. And that's what we have to understand. We don't have to become some new different person or, you know, put on a facade or pretend. God can use us with the very personality that we have. That's how he wants to use us. Each one of us is unique and individual. But we need to understand that psychologists studies show that change promotes growth in most cases. And that's what we want to see. And so we know that the change of the world started with Jesus, and it will also end with him when he returns. He's coming back for us. He's coming back to establish a new heaven and a new earth. That is the word. But our question today is, what are we going to do in the meantime and in between time? What are we going to do to move forward, to grow, to bring change into our lives? And so we're standing in agreement with you for the will of God to be done in your life. Whatever it is you want to change, whatever it is you want to see God do, this is a good time to do it. Any day is a good day, because the word I read earlier in Lamentation said morning by morning. In other words, every single day, we see new mercies that come from our God. So we're going to play a little music to encourage you and inspire you, to motivate you as you're working on the change. And we are going to come right back. Enjoy.
Like you mean it. Change me. Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out. A little change. I need you to. Y'all remember this? Has come over me. Yeah.
Well, friends, that's our show for today. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope, together with my husband and co-host Tyrone Young. And we want to thank you for joining us today. We hope you've been inspired and encouraged by the Word of God today and the music that we've shared with you. But we never want to leave without extending the invitation to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And that's the best change you could make in your life, especially at the top of the year. And it's as easy as ABC. A, admit what you have done wrong and ask for forgiveness. Romans 3:23 lets us know all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. B, believe. Believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as payment for your sins. And Romans 5:8 lets us know, but God demonstrates his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That gets me every time. Thank you, Jesus. And C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life. Romans 10:13 says everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so, beloved, pray and invite the Lord in, ask for forgiveness and ask him to be Savior and Lord of your life. And if you do that, if you apply the ABCs and pray that prayer, you did it. Praise be unto God. You are saved. And this calls for a celebration.
Yes,
husband, we are rejoicing with you. The word of God lets us to know, we are to rejoice with those who are rejoicing, and we're celebrating your salvation. And we say, welcome to the family. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over your soul. And so we encourage you to get connected with a Bible believing, Bible teaching, disciple making church so you can go and communicate with fellow believers. And if you need help getting connected to a local church, we want you to contact us at our church line, 484-734-0802. You can leave a text message or you can call and we'll get back with you within 24 hours. Well, beloved, that's our show for today. And as always, our prayer for you and your family is that
the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen. Happy New Year to all. We wish you a blessed, successful, prosperous New Year. May it be everything your heart's desired. Until next time, beloved, be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care,
happy
everybody.
New Year.